Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Let's start out with something fun and talk about outdoor movies. Summer movie nights are back at Merrymore Park, and this week's feature is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It is tomorrow, July 29th. Parking opens at 6:30 p.m. Gates open at 7 p.m. Live entertainment starts at 7:30, and then the movie starts at dusk. Tickets are about $14 or $13.95. Kids 5 and under get in for free, and parking is free. You might want to bring a blanket or a lawn chair, grab dinner from the food trucks, and don't leave the dog at home because they're welcome too. Just remember to skip the outside alcohol and clean up before you head home.
This is one of the library events that kids will be talking about on the ride home. Sub-Zero Nitrogen Ice Cream Science is happening Thursday from 3 to 4 at the Redmond Library, where you'll watch liquid nitrogen experiments and see ice cream made right in front of you before getting a sample yourself.
I don't think kids are going to enjoy that. I think that sounds like a terrible way to spend time. Oh my God, I'm going.
It's designed for kids ages 8 to 12. And thanks to the Friends of Redmond Library, it's completely free. No registration is required, but space is limited. So getting there a little early is probably a good idea.
If you've been meaning to stretch a little more this summer, here's a good excuse. Yoga 6 Redmond is hosting a free outdoor yoga class on Thursday at the Velodrome Picnic Area in Merrymore Park. It's open to all skill levels, so whether you've been doing yoga for years or trying it for the first time, you can just show up with a mat and join in. Bring a friend, bring the whole family if you like. It's free, but registration ahead is a smart idea so you can get updates if the weather or location changes at the last minute because, you know, life.
If you've got kids who love animals, Farrell McWhorter Park is doing a one-hour farm animal program on Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. Families can get up close with some of the park's animals and learn a little about how they're cared for. It's a nice way to spend an hour outside without having to drive out to a farm, and younger kids usually have a blast meeting the animals in person. Show up a few minutes early since these programs tend to fill up once they get started.
If you've ever wanted to try fencing or you already fence and you just want a fun night with other adults, Summer Swords and Spirits is happening on Saturday at 5 p.m. This is a 21 and over event with a fencing tournament followed by a relaxed social gathering. Registration is $35 and everyone is asked to bring a dish or a snack for the potluck. There will be alcoholic drinks for those who want them, plus non-alcoholic options, so it's just as much about hanging out as it is about the competition. If you're planning to fence, however, you might want to sign up ahead so the organizers know how to set up the tournament divisions.
If riding your bike and rewarding yourself with pie sounds like a good plan, this one's for you. The Lumps Redmond East Side Pie Ride rolls out on Wednesday at 11:10 from the East Lake Sammamish Trail near Whole Foods in Redmond. Riders head along the Sammamish River and Bear Creek Trails to the North Shore Senior Center in Bothell for homemade pie or cookies before taking a small detour on the ride back to burn off at least a few of those calories. The pace is moderate. There's a required safety briefing before the group leaves, and y'all want to bring some water and be ready to ride on time.
Wait, Jennifer, a lot of these stories are fantastic. They're speaking to me. First is nitrogen ice cream, and now, like, who doesn't want to ride a bike and then get pie?
Now, here's something most homeowners don't think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor. Your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and wondering what the heck happened. Simply Leak Detection finds those leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google. They cover the whole east side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. So, If your water bill's been climbing or your meter's spinning when nothing is running, then give Lincoln and his team a call at 253-800-1412 or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. That message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
If your dog gets more excited about meeting new friends than you do, this one is worth a look. Bark and Bourbon is happening on Sunday, August 2nd from 2 to 7 p.m. at Northwest Spirits in Woodinville. You bring your pup and they will get complimentary pup cups, treats, and a bandana while you enjoy the Happier Hour menu. They also run a Goodest Doggo contest with the winner chosen by Instagram votes and a prize for both the pup and their owner. It's an easy way to wrap up the weekend. Grab your dog, go get some booze, booze it up, get a bandana, knock yourself out.
Here's something a little different if you like getting outside. The Eastside Audubon Society is hosting Woodpeckers, Behaviors, and Habits at Merrimore Park on Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning. You'll learn how to identify local woodpeckers by both their markings and by the sound of their drumming, plus hear why these birds can pound on trees all day without giving themselves a headache. The class is geared toward adults, but families are welcome and kids under 12 attend free with an adult. Registration is required since the group is capped at about a dozen people, so don't wait if this sounds like your kind of Saturday morning. Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. Today's trivia question. Which company founded in Redmond made thrusters used on NASA Mars missions? Was it A, United Control, B, Rocket Research Company, also known as Aerojet Rocketdyne, C, Microsoft Research, or D, Blue Origin Eastside? And your time starts now.
NASA Mars missions. Okay, well, it's not Blue Origin because they're too new. And I don't think Bill Gates got his fingers in. Well, he probably did. I'm going to go Rocketdyne. I think I remember that. That would be Rocket Research Company or Aerojet Rocketdyne. That is my final answer, Jennifer. Give me the love. Give it. Lay the love on
you,
me.
You're right this time. It is. It's a weird name. It's something that sticks in your mind. You know you've heard it before. Yes, you were right. Redmond's tech story didn't begin with software. Rocket Research Company designed and built propulsion systems that were eventually used on NASA Mars missions, helping establish the city's reputation for serious engineering long before it became known around the world for Microsoft. It's a fun reminder that Redmond has been home to big ideas for a lot longer than most people realize.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
I'm excited because I am doing the rumor mill for this episode, and here's something that has been popping up in conversations all around town. You've probably heard about it. We've heard that a Japanese convenience store concept could be headed to the Redmond Town Center area. We're thinking onigiri, katsu sandwiches, Picari Sweet, and other grab-and-go favorites. From what we've heard, it's not going to be a full restaurant. It's going to be more like a curated convenience store. And people keep mentioning the nearby Microsoft campus as part of the reason it makes sense. We haven't been able to confirm any of it yet, so for now, it is truly just a rumor. But would you hope to see this if it ends up happening? If you've got a guess or you've heard anything about it, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill guesses post. And while you're at the Facebook page, we want to ask you to find the post called Your Picks and tell us who you think the best place to get ice cream is in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.